long battle. This week, Japan lifted the last of its restrictions against Canadian beef. This comes 20 years after BSE, often called mad cow disease, devastated this country's cattle industry. Ottawa says Japan is reopening its doors to processed beef and beef patties from Canada. That puts an end to the market access barriers Japan put in place in 2003. For Manitoba perspective on this, we're joined by Matthew Atkinson, the new president of Manitoba Beef Producers. He has a cow-calf farm near Nipawa. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So tell me, how much of a relief is it to see the last of these restrictions lifted?
It's really good news. Really good news for the Manitoba and the Canadian beef industry as a whole.
And did you see this coming?
We were hopeful. We saw hopefully coming down the pipe. It was the last restriction that was in place following BSE in 2003, and so it's nice to see it removed.
Yeah. And how big an impact did these restrictions have on beef producers over the years?
It's been a huge impact. Obviously felt very, very hard in the beginning. You know, we essentially lost a whole generation out of our beef production, where it just wasn't viable to stay on the farm. And so we've been slowly building back up from there, and we've seen big expansions in the Japanese market with the CPTPP, and this really opens up the door for even further trade. They're a huge trading partner for us as it is.
Yeah. So over the years, can you give us an idea of how big it was? Was it like millions, billions?
It's hard to quantify exactly what our losses were throughout, but I mean, certainly our Japan and our Indo-Pacific region are the greatest potential for beef export growth going forward. Mm-hmm. And so we saw huge increases in that. Even in the last year, we've seen huge increases in that market, and this just opens the door further.
Yeah. Just to hark back for one more minute, what did producers do to deal with the restrictions? You mentioned a lot of people just packed up and left farming.
Yeah, we've really lost a lot of beef producers since 2003. Our numbers dropped significantly in Canada, and so we've been slowly trying to build back to a sustainable market. And right now, we do have some pretty good pricing, and this is another step towards keeping that pricing there in the longer term.
And Japan, as you pointed out, is now Canada's second largest market for beef. And is that mostly in recent years? Because as you say, this has been going on since 2003.
Yeah, their market share has certainly increased. In 2022, I think we shipped about $518 million Canadian dollars worth of beef, which was a significant increase over the previous years. And as I referenced, CPTPP, Comprehensive Progressive Trans-Pacific Partnership, really opened up those markets further to us, lifting some tariffs or lessening some tariffs in those markets.
When we look at the various factors that have an impact on cattle farmers, like trade restrictions, but there's also the rising input costs, higher inflation, beef prices, changing weather conditions, and with things being so cool right now in Manitoba, how is that affecting the calving season?
Yeah, we're definitely hoping for some warmer weather here, as I think all areas of agriculture are. We're pushing up on late spring already here now, and certainly for folks like myself, we're getting really close to calving here, and we'd be expecting to be in a little warmer conditions and a little less snow around, and maybe even a little bit of green grass starting to grow. So we're hopeful to see that start to warm up here pretty soon. But all in all, it's been a lot better winter than what we saw last year.
Yeah, got to say that. So while we have you here, let's talk about what beef producers are up to at the Royal Manitoba Winter Fair this week. Can you tell us about the work you're doing with the Manitoba Burrowing Owls Recovery Program?
Yeah, that's a really neat partnership with them. From the outside looking in, it may seem like kind of a strange partnership, but the well-managed grazing lands we have as our pasture lands for our cattle through the summertime are just prime grounds for many grassland bird species that are really on the decline, and one of those are the burrowing owls. And so was a natural partnership, knowing that the burrowing owls were, and the folks looking after them were pairing with a lot of our producers as it is, as their pasture lands were ideal habitats.
So you're protecting their nesting sites, that kind of thing?
Yeah, the Manitoba Burrowing Owl Recovery Program, they put in a lot of artificial burrows because it may seem a little ironic, but they don't actually burrow themselves. They use existing burrows.
Oh.
And so they create some artificial burrows as homes, but they require a somewhat grazed and interfered grassland, not just a wild, free-grown grassland. That's not ideal for them. And so so they paired with a lot of cattle producers and placed a lot of nesting sites on pasture land, and so it seemed like a natural pairing when it displayed the benefits of beef on the landscape.
Absolutely, and the owls like that nice mowed lawn out in front.
They do very much, and so when you saw the benefits of cattle being displayed immediately in the backgrounds of lots of pictures, it seemed like a natural pairing.
Yeah. So as the new president of your organization, how would you say your members are feeling heading into spring?
Well, there's certainly more optimism with some higher prices and on our calves through the springtime here, and we need it too. I mean, as you referenced, all of our costs have certainly increased a lot, and we need those higher prices to keep up with that. But we are hopeful. We do get some of that warmer weather and some snow melting going into a lot of guys later calving here, like myself. But that higher price has really brought some optimism up in the industry.
Well, it's nice to hear about that. And thank you very much for being with us on Radio Noon.
Thank you very much for the interest.
Matthew Atkinson is president of Manitoba Beef Producers.